A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 lepers met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." In conjunction with this gospel text, I would like to read also a short section of the first reading for this Sunday from the second book of Kings. Naaman went down and plunged into the Jordan 7 times at the word of Elisha, the man of God. His flesh became again like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean his leprosy. Naaman returned with his whole retinue to the man of God. On his arrival, he stood before Elisha and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the earth except in Israel." And the reading continues. I would like to add a little twist to my understanding of these texts. Frequently, in hearing this text from the Gospel of Luke, we immediately interpret it as a story of gratitude and ingratitude. Certainly that is very much there. Also, we might tie into it the whole relationship between faith and healing. For in the end, Jesus says, "Your faith has saved you." Yet all 10 were cleansed, and there's no indication that the other 9 had that same depth of faith, although they must have had some faith, because they did come to Jesus and beseech him for healing, and all said, "Have mercy on us." The big question is kind of, what about the other 9 who did not return? Certainly the one was grateful, certainly the one had faith, and kind of oddly, that one who returned is spoken of as having realized that he had been healed. Had the other 9 not realized it? How could they not have realized it? For a little clue in understanding, since this reading about the cure of leprosy goes back also to the first reading that the church gives us, the story of Naaman the Syrian, who was cured of leprosy as well, and who was also grateful, and who in the end clearly had faith as well in proclaiming the God of Israel, even though he was a servant of the king of Syria. If we go back, we may recall the story of Naaman as having gone from Syria, sent by the king of Syria, to the king of Israel, who entrusted Naaman to the prophet Elisha, and Elisha says, "Simply plunge yourself 7 times into the Jordan." And at first, Naaman is kind of furious. His own pride gets in the way. "Don't they think that we have rivers just as good as the Jordan back in Damascus?" he says. "Why do I have to come here to simply plunge into this foreign river?" And so he's about to leave, in pride, really, anger, and return home when his son beseeches him and says, "Please, please, while we're here, if the prophet had asked you to do something more you would have done it, more difficult. So let's do this. Naaman does it, of course, is healed, is grateful, and returns cleansed. But what we find in the story of Naaman is that pride really goeth before the fall, we might say, but pride really almost prevented him from being healed. Pride really prevented him from doing what was asked so simply of him. And in that sense, even you could say that pride prevented an immediate sense of gratitude to Elisha even before the healing had taken place. So let's come back to the gospel and say, what prevented the nine from returning? Is it true that they didn't realize they were healed? Or could it have been, there's no indication in the text whatsoever, one way or the other, except this kind of thought taking us back to the story from the Old Testament, could it be that the other nine were too proud? It's this one Samaritan, this foreigner. We don't know who the others were. Were they Galileans? Perhaps because Jesus is traveling through Samaria and Galilee. Maybe they were also Samaritans. Or maybe they were more upper-class folk even, or religious figures, Israelite or Judean. At any rate, something prevented them from being able to come back to Jesus and acknowledging what he had done. Isn't it true that sometimes our own pride can prevent us from saying thank you? That sometimes pride is at the source of ingratitude. Perhaps they were Samaritans, and they were Samaritans who were too proud to thank Jesus, a foreigner, a Jew. Perhaps they were Jews, and why then should they, in a sense, acknowledge what this, in a sense, outcast himself from Israel, this Galilean, this Nazarene, perhaps too proud to acknowledge that they had needed his help in order to be cured. We don't know what prevented the other nine from returning. Clearly, it's not that they didn't eventually realize they had been healed, but something prevented them from acknowledging that healing, or maybe even acknowledging that the healing had been the result of what Jesus had done, of being able to credit Jesus for this act of God. So it's only a suggestion, but what is the connection whereby sometimes we ourselves fail to say thank you, or that can be the source of our own ingratitude? Is it possible that sometimes I'm too proud to be grateful?